It's really, I mean, the entire space of an aleph, it references it, but it's a Mishnah Chaf Chasim and Beis, it's Slikah. It says, Kosher Ziyah Mada Mosas Tukaso Keva Beis Aroi. So all 7 days you should make your Slikah Keva and your Beis Aroi. Yardo Gesham, and when it rayeth it rain, Emesai Mutter Lufanos, when's it Mutter to take your stuff out of the Slikah? So Mishnah Tisra HaMakva Shalah, when the, your soup gets spoiled. Okay? Mashal Mahmed Rodov, what's the Mashal of it raining on Slikah? So what is it similar to? La Eved Shabalimzo Koslarav. Oh, it's a case like an Eved goes before a coast for his master. His master. The Shafaflo Kitan Alpana. And he spills the pitcher on his face. Okay? So if it rains on Irashi, Mashal Eved, he says, Kilomar, Hagisham Hayordan Bechag, Simin Klala. If it rains on Chag, it's Simin Klala. And it's a Mashal like an Eved who's going to pour a Shafaflo Kitan Shaman Alpana. Okay? And the Gemara asks, it's interesting, Gemara asks, it says, Yvoilo, Havtasim Elof, Mishavach Lami, who poured it on who? Rashi. That's the two possibilities, it's funny, it says, Mishavach Lami. Is it Eved L'Rabo? Doesn't mean that the Eved pours it on the master. This is what it means. Mashallah Eved Shayosu L'Rabo Abdus. Right, it's like an Eved is doing Abdus for his Rabbi. Sheinu Uvdo Kahogan. And it means he pours it on him, means he's doing a bad job. So, kach, yidu, she'eni sh'ol d'kashura. So the fact that God's making it rain shows that God's, that the Klal Yisrael sitting in the sukkah is like pouring water on God, so to speak. In other words, it's a bad, they're not doing it properly. Is that what it means? That it's like they poured water on God, that they're not doing it properly? Oh, dilma alchikamar. V'shavach lo rabo kitam alpanot. The master is taking the water and spilling it on the Eved, saying, get out of here, I don't need you. And God making it rain is him pouring water on us. Right? We call Makam Sum Kalo. Either way, it's Sum Kalo. We appear to Masnis and Rebailan Shvichas Akita on Mahi. Yeshiva Sasukha, Yuridis Kishaman. Which one is the water pouring of the water? Is our sitting in the Sukkah pouring of the water? Right? Or is it the raining being is the rain being a pouring of water, God pouring the water? Okay, so the Gemara ends up concluding. It says Tashma the Tanya Shafach Lo Rabo Kiton Al Panav Omer Lo Yeshu B'Shemusha. It's Rav's God. Okay, there's another brisa which expresses it more clearly, and it comes down and says it's God. If God is basically pouring water on us, saying I'm not interested in your world. Okay, that's a mashal to that. So it's saying if it rains on Slikas, it's a simen klala, because it means as if God is pouring water on us. It's saying, forget about it. So one question we just threw out, he said, does this mean that there's hashkacha pratis every time it rains? I mean, maybe there is, because you could argue that since this is something which affects Klal Yisrael, right, and Klal Yisrael as a whole, then there's hashkacha pratis, right? Especially regarding their Asiyas and Mitzvahs. So you could say, yes. That's not subject to the natural law. And in fact, if it rains on us during service, then it's, somehow I have this vague idea in my mind that it's only that someone says somewhere that it's only in Eretz Yisrael that it's
doing. Yeah, Rav said it.
Rav said it? Yeah. Why? Because there is a show that
there's
maybe.
Yeah, there's more
in
Tanis talking about that.
Yeah.
In the first parak.
Only in Eretz Yisrael?
It talks about how Eretz Yisrael has like a special.
Right? Yeah, that's what it's about Hashkacha. So it could be that it's specifically Eretz Yisrael because of that.
The pasuk in the Murray is
for
the world though.
I know, and through the whole world. But it's a good question. Does this mean only that? The Rav said this means only that.
Sure.
Okay, so that could be in line, That's why, because it's theirs. They're not saying that every time it rains in Chutz La'aretz, it's direct hashkacha, even though it affects, But the direct hashkacha could be only in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, could be. I think also in Eretz Yisrael, I think it's not the climate that it generally doesn't rain around that.
It's
there's a period of time in Israel where it just doesn't rain, like the whole summer doesn't rain. It's just like it doesn't. Pretty much.
The funny thing is that your mosque here beginning that, so it's like hard because it's like on the border.
So it's close. It's where it gets started. So fine. But it's just interesting. I mean, that's also something to explain. And what's the Sim Klal? But I'll ask you a better question. I mean, why do you say on Shabbat Patre? I mean, what's the big deal? I mean, what's the halacha? For instance, if it rains on Sukkot, so I go inside. Am I doing something wrong? Am I lacking. I mean, I didn't have the opportunity to do the mitzvah or whatever, but I mean, the system says Teshu came to Duro, so I can't do it. So it's not a Zimunabachai. So it's not like I'm getting water spilled on me. I mean, it's not like I'm getting like a heart. I follow the whole system.
I mean, it seems like the problem is that the halakhic system is saying that socially you can't do it. I mean, that God is saying that within the halakhic system, you can't do it.
Like, yeah, okay, fine, but that's the halakhic system, so I'm following the halakhic system.
So it doesn't seem like anybody says it's your fault, it's just that it seems negative that God is setting up nature such that you can't.
God's taking it away from
you. No, but why should he. No, but you're saying this, why should God. Because God would say, you'd say, it would prevent it from raining, right? Because, let's say something else.
Right.
Prevent it from raining if you're not going to be able to miss a sukkah.
Right.
But why? I mean, if that's my what's wrong if it rains? Let's say the force of nature have it that it's going to rain. So now is Klal Yisrael lacking by the fact that they don't sit in the sukkah? I mean, you could say no. It's an unsubhanavatra. I mean, not doing like why does God have to change things around so that they could do the mitzvah so they can sit in the sukkah? I mean, if the situation is not. I mean, it's not like is it so bad that we don't sit in the sukkah? I mean, it's bad in a certain sense. We want to do the mitzvah, but we don't have our commitment is to halacha. And if halacha tells us they should get to do it when the situation is such that it's not possible, then that's the situation. I mean, it's not the most forceful question, but I guess you could but I mean, I think it's something that should be explained. Like, it's kind of saying, explain exactly what this is called.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of where the question's at. You know?
Yeah.
And I think the other question is this on our Tosfos, again, is that that if you're telling me the reason why Siman Klal is because God is making it in a way where we can't do mitzvah sukkah, so if there's a Takanot Rabbanon, Gzeiras Tikron in place, which says that you can't do mitzvah sukkah in the rain, right? Basically, in essence, it ends up saying that, and it says you can't make a solid sukkah, right? It turns out Tosfos changes, but I mean, at that point he held the really sick it could be Kavah Min HaTorah, it just can't be because it's Gzeiras Tikron. So now God would make it rain and thereby prevent us from sitting in the sukkah. So you'll say, well, it's only Darabon. Yeah, but so what's only Darabon? The bottom line is we're not going to be Mekayim Mitzvah Sukkah this year because of the rain. So I mean that's a powerful question. I mean that's I don't think it's really loud. I mean that needs an answer. I mean whatever you're going to say, I mean that's the you know.
Yeah.
I mean it would seem that should depend on how you understand some call. You know, like, that would seem to be the only way you can answer that is if you could explain that Siman Kol can't be that. You know, but I mean, all right, that has to be you have to understand. You know, that has to be based on understanding what Siman Kol is. And it is funny. What's this mashal of like? You know, it's saying like saying Yevshevishimushka. You know what I mean? He's pouring water on it and saying. What does that mean? Like, what's the point of expressing it like that? You know what I mean? Because what's the what idea they're trying to teach us by that? I don't know what the mashal set up that way. He's telling us.
What does that literally mean?
It's impossible for me to have your service. I'm not interested. Like, it means I don't want it. I don't want your service. I don't desire your service. Your shimush. Okay, but what's that mean? What does that mean? I don't desire your service.